Okay. Good. Okay, today's daf is Daf Zayin in Maseches Nazir. And we will start from the Mishnah on Daf Zayin as we continue the first parak, which is all about various types of Kabbalos of Nazirus. Is it a Kabbalah? Is it not a Kabbalah? And what type of Kabbalah is it? So says the Mishnah. Amar, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, Hareini Nazir Achas Katana. Someone says, I am a big Nazir, or I am a small Nazir. So what's the, this is either or. So what's the halacha? I'm a tefilu, so what does he mean? Afilu mikan vatsofa olam. Even if he says, I'm a Nazir from here to the end of the world. Mikan vatsofa olam. So the halacha is Nazir shloshim yom. 30 days, even though from here to the end of the world, what does that mean? But 30 days, that is what he is a Nazir for. Shloshim yom, as we learned, he has gematria 30. So why? What exactly did he mean by katana and gedola then? If we're giving an umdana that we're making him a nazir 30 days, so what did he mean by gedola and katana? So Tosfos holds, Tosfos says, in Dibur Maskel Hareini, but the fourth line in that Dibur Maskel, Vafilo amar mikan vatsofa olam, lo abi nazir ela shloshim yom, v'gedola de ka'amar, klomar, gadol alai hanaziris de tericha alai. What he meant was, this Naziris is going to be so hard for me. It's so huge, such a huge project. That's what he meant by Gedola. But we can plug in that he really meant 30 days. Oh, or the opposite of Katana. Klomer delo tericha alai klal. This is nothing for me. A month without wine? A month without a haircut? No problem. So that's what he means by Gedola and Katana. And even Mikan Vatsofa Olam, we assume that he means, as the Gemara is going to say, oh, it's so hard or so easy, like the end, till the end of the world. But either way, that is Shitas Tosfos, that we say he's a Nazir for 30 days, because we assume the Gedola and Katana was just his description of his feelings towards this Naziris, whether it's going to be a hard project or going to be a easy project. The Meiri has a different shot. He just says, what does Katana mean? Katana must have meant that he wants to have a Naziris less than 30 days. That's what Katana means. And therefore, we don't let him. As we said, ein naziris b'chusu milamed yom. Naziris cannot be less than 30 days. If somebody's makabel to be a nazir for 2 weeks, he's a nazir for 30 days. So katana is for 30 days. Gedola, we don't know. So you can't do more than 30 because we don't know exactly what he specified. So that, but that is a different shot of what katana means. Afal pi, says the Meiri. Ratzalam, naziris achas katana, hari nazir shloshim yom. Afal pi shepirate katana, shei naziris liolam lefachas bishloshim. It's machlokas, Tosfos, and the Meiri. Once we say it's 30 days, working backwards, so what did he mean by saying katana? Did he mean less than 30 and we're bumping it up to 30? Or did he mean, no, he just meant that it's going to be easy or long for me, but he didn't specify at all, but he didn't mean less than 30. We assume he accepted a Naziris of 30. Yeah. Oh, so if somebody says they'll be a Nazir for 2 weeks, so would that be Masa al Mashakasa by Torah?
Maybe he doesn't want to be a Nazir at all then.
Oh, so that's the whole issue of Tanai. Once he says, I want to be a Nazir, unless it's like a Tanai, but there is no such thing. Once you're buying into the package of Naziris, you're buying into this world, so then any Naziris becomes a Bilal Minyom. Right, just like you say, I want to. Right, I mean, even though the Tanai is batel, maybe that's the source of it. The Tanai is batel. The Torah says a Nazir is 30 days. There are two nafkaminas, yeah, that are quoted in the Achrona between Tosfos and the Meiri. Number one, so the quote in the Birchas Rosh. The Birchas Rosh says, what happens if somebody says Hareini Nazir Gedola Uktana? Both. Our Mishnah is either or. What if someone says I want to be a Nazir Gedola Uktana? So says the Birchas Rosh, according to Tosfos, what did Tosfos say Gedola and Katana means? It's so hard for me. It's so easy for me. See, he can't be talking about the same Naziris here. He can't say it's so hard and it's so easy at the same time. It can't be. So therefore, it must be that he's accepted upon himself two Nazirios. One maybe is very hard and maybe the other one is very short. Maybe the first one's going to be easy, the second one's going to be hard. But according to Tosfos, Gedola and Katana, if he says both, could be interpreted as two Nazirios. Masheikin, according to the Meiri just said Katana means less than 30 days. So maybe by saying Gedola Katana means I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and a little bit. And a little bit. Let's say I want to be a Nazir for 30 something days. So according to the Meiri, we would make him a Nazir for 31 days in that case. Because Gedola Katana can mean the same Naziris, because Katana means, according to the Meiri, less than 30 days. Not Dafka, we're not Mukhrach to say that it means a second Naziris. And that's why Gedola Katana would be would be one Nazirus according to the Meiri and two according to the Tosas. Another nafkamina that here is quoted in the Beir Adaf, I saw also quoted somewhere else in the from the Mishmar Halevi of the commentary of Maseches Nazir, and that is based on a Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned in the past. It's probably one of those Minchas Chinuch that we're going to come back to a number of times in Maseches Nazir. So there are four or five makoras that keep coming up. The Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samaches, in the Isser of not drinking wine. The Minchas Chinuch there pointed out that every time one violates an Isser of Nazirus, let's say somebody drinks wine, somebody becomes Tamei Lameis, somebody cuts their hair, they not only violate the Isurim, the eight Isurim, whichever one is relevant, the eight Isurim of Nazirus, but they also violate Lo Yachel Dvaro. They violate the Isser of not keeping your word, by Nedarim. So every time you violate a Nazirus, you violate both. But says the Minchas Chinuch, the Efshar Lomar, he doesn't say it as for sure, he says it's possible though that there are a number of cases throughout this Masechta that a person does not accept the Nazirus by his own accord, but it's kind of like forced upon him, because Ein Breira, for example, if somebody wants to be a Nazir for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden we say, sorry, you can't be a Nazir for 2 weeks, or for an hour, I want to be a Nazir for an hour. So we say, tough luck, you're a Nazir for a month. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in that case, if he violates the Nazirus within the first hour, okay, so then he's going to violate Lo Yachal too. But what if he violates 2 weeks later? Is he going to violate Lo Yachal Dvaro? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's possible that Lo Yachal Dvaro only goes on the actual words that you said. But so what? That your words generated a din Torah that you're a Nazir for a month. After the time that your words power dissipate, and now you're only a Nazir because the Torah says, it could be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that when you violate the Nazirus then, you do not violate Lo Yachal Dvaro, but you only violate the Isurim of Nazirus. That's what he says. V'ef shalomar, d'bedin zed d'hulo kibil ala, rak ad azman, ach mikol makom, Nazir u'migzeres ha-kasuv, or you're mekabel b'feirish, pachas mi-shloshim yom, v'cha Nazirus shloshim yom, migzeres ha-kasuv, im avar on Nazirus efshar, d'ein lokin ela mishum lav de Nazirus. Ella, Ava, lo mishum lav de lo yachas, shakasavna la el, de lokem gamke mishum lav zed de havi neder. De ve emes lo kiblo lav, rakasar yamim. He wasn't makabal on it. So that is the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. So some achronim, the Mishmar Halevi says, maybe that would be another nafkamina between the Meiri and Tosfos. Why? Because according to the Meiri, what did the Meiri here say? What is, I want to be a Nazir Ketana. So really, he was only wanted to be less than 30 days. So let's say he makes himself, he violates on day 29. So according to the Meiri, it would not violate Lo Yachel. But according to Tosfos, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos, he set upon himself a regular Nazirus. He said, oh, it's going to be easy for me. That's what Ketana means. So then he would violate Lo Yachel because it was a full acceptance by Tosfos. That's another afkamina between Tosfos and the Meiri. We mentioned already a few days ago when we brought up this Minchas Chinuch that the Stipler thinks that the Minchas Chinuch's assumption is incorrect. Because the Gemara at the beginning of Nedarim talks about a regular Nazirus violates Lo Yachel, and according to a number of Akronim, let's say the Maharit that the Stipler quoted, what is Nazirus? It's not about your words at all. You declare yourself a Nazir, so you've changed who you are. Memela, certain halachas kick in. So the whole Nazirus is never based on your words. You establish yourself as a Nazir, just like there's a Kohen who has various halachas. So a Nazir has various halachas. But it's not because of your words specifically anyway. So if that's the case, then the whole premise of the Minchas Chinuch is incorrect, because it's never based on your words, and you still violate Lo Yachal Dvaro. Okay, that is just the Machlokas, between Tosfos and the Meiri, and the two Nafkaminas mentioned. Okay, so now let's continue. So again, the Mishnah said, somebody who wants to be a Nazir, for a big Nazir or a small Nazir, they're a Nazir for 30 days, period. Even if he said, the Mishnah ended off, I want to be a Nazir from here to the end of the world. I'm still a Nazir only for 30 days. Amai, asked the Gemara, v'ami kan v'atsofa olam ka'amar. What do you mean? Why is he only a Nazir for 30 days? He says he's a Nazir from here to the end of the world. And therefore what? You should be a Nazir forever. You should be a Nazir. What's this question? A couple of questions on this Amud is a machlokes. What exactly the question is? We're just going to try to pick one for each stage. So Tosfos assumes that this question is he should be a Nazir Olam, meaning one long Nazir for the rest of his life. Nazir Olam. So why till the end of the world? Isn't that longer than his life till the end of the world? So the Gemara answers no. Hachi ka'amar. This is what he means by saying until the end of the world. Like Tosfos said, Arichaliyada Milsa. Kimikana at Sofa Olam. This Naziris is like so hard for me. It's like I'm walking to the end of the world with this Naziris. That's how hard it is for me. It's like running the marathon. This is so hard for me, like I'm running the marathon. So it's hard, but that's all he means. He doesn't really mean till the end of the world, and therefore he's not a Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir for 30 days. What exactly is meant by this? What do you mean? So why did he use that Lashon? So Tosfos says, if he really wanted to be a Nazir forever till the end of the world, he could have specified a number. Because we know how long it is to the end of the world. Look at the Gemara in Pesachim Sadeh Daled. 500 years until the end of the world. Tosfos says, the end of the Ramaskal Va'amai. Diyodeya hu Shapir. He knows very well. To ha'olam yeshbo chamesh me'os mahalach. It takes 500 years to walk to the end of the world. V'haylo lomar chamesh me'oshanim. He should have specified. If he really wanted to be Bekaba one long Naziris, just like he could have said, I want to be a Nazir for 100 years, I want to be a Nazir for 500 years. Why does he say to the end of the world? So that's why it must be that he didn't really mean it literally. He just meant that it's so hard for him, to walk to the end of the world. The Gemara Im Sachim that he was referring to, back on Sadek Dalad, do you remember that Gemara? The Gemara there was talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A'ale al-bamasei av adamele elyon. I'm going to go up to the heavens, says Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to be like God. Adamele elyon. Yatza baskol v'amra. And a baskol goes out and says, Rasha ben Rasha. Ben benoshal nimrod ha-Rasha. You got great yichus, Nebuchadnezzar. Following in your grandparents' footsteps. Shehimrid es kol olam kulo alab malchuso. You're following Nimrod ha-Rasha. That was Mamrid, caused everyone to rebel against me. You think you're going to come up to me? You think you're going to have a chance? Kama shoso shal adam. How long does a person live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Vibik vuros, shmanim shana. And if he's a gibor, okay, 80 years. Shneemar, this says in Tehillim, yimei shino seidim hem shivim shana, vibik vuros shmanim shana. So let's do the math, Nebuchadnezzar, says the Baskol. Mina aretz al rakia mahalech chamesh me'os shana. From the land until the heavens is a walk of 500 years. We have rocket ships now. But 500 years. Ovio shel rakia mahalech me'os shana. And the thickness of the rakia itself is another 500 years. Ubein rakia l'rakia. And between each rakia, of which there are seven, we learned in Chagiga, there's another 500 years between each one. Between each of the seven rakiyas. And each rakiya is 500 years thick, and then between each rakiya is 500 years. Ach el sh'ol turad al yarkasei bor. So you think you're going to come up to me? Nebuchadnezzar, you're only going to live till 80 if you're a gibor. Right, so you're going to come up to me? And Rashi there notes, v'chein bein rakiya l'rakiya l'arko shalolam. Right, till the end of the world. To the end of the world is 500 years. It says Tosfos, based on that, the quote our Gemara. But Tosfos says, the world is 500 years long. That's how long it is to walk from one side of the world to the other. So ask Tosfos why he should have specified if he meant long, long Naziris. The fact that he didn't, it must be that he did not mean it literally. That's the pshat of the Gemara. So what would you say from this Tosfos? You look at this Tosfos and you think to yourself, did Tosfos think that the world was flat? Did they? So if you look throughout Chazal in the Gemara, some before I should point this out, it doesn't seem like Chazal, I mean, there's no Raya in the Gemara. Every Gemara can be reinterpreted that Chazal did not think that. Some Rishonim, it's not so clear. It's not so clear. What does this mean, that the 500 years long? So there is some, one of the Achronim, I saw in the Biur Adaf, that say, but why should he be a Nazir for, sorry, one of the Achronim, the Yeradav, ask the Melechas Yantif, Ulaihu Omid Karav Lekseh HaOlam, Ve'ein HaDerech Arucha Atzof HaOlam. Maybe he's standing at the edge of the world when he makes the neder. From here, Atzof HaOlam. So maybe he's standing at the edge of the world. So he's not being Mekabel something for so long. So you know what the answer is? He says, no. The earth is round. So wherever you're standing, what he must mean by Atzof HaOlam is one orbit. One walk around the globe. That's what he means, Atzof HaOlam. Yes, of course the earth is round, but it's one walk. That's the Tosefes Nazir. The earth is a ball. So again, this is a big issue in scholarship. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Gittin that might seem to indicate that the earth is flat, but either way, this Gemara can be worked out otherwise. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara is the Chazal's, doesn't seem to be any Mefurish case that they thought that they had their Siyata D'Shmaya, that even though nobody else in the world knew at the time, but they knew. Yeah.
So according to Tosfos, what's the difference between the third case and the Mishnah and the first case? They both
According to Tosfos, it's basically the same. They both refer to the difficulty. They refer to the difficulty. According to the Meiri, it's different, right? We need two cases. Maybe that's the most extreme case. You might really think, until the end of the world, that's really something he's specifying. Kamash Malonai. So that is one Deya in Tosfos. That's the Shita of Tosfos. How does Tosfos understand this answer of the Gemara? He really just means it's hard. So he just means it's hard for me. He doesn't mean really to the end of the world. The other pshat that's given by some Rishonim, the Meiri here suggested a little bit, and that is a different pshat. We don't know for sure what he meant, but you know what? Safek Nazirus Lahakel. Safek Nazirus Lahakel. Where is that written? It's a Mishnah Taurus. The only Masechta that's also the name of a Seder. The Mishnah Taurus says the Mishnah in Taurus in Perek Dalid. The Mishnah has a whole list of Sveikos Shetiharu Chachamim. Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. Many Sveikas that Chazal said are Tahar or Mekel. Safek Rishas Arabim. Right? Safek Rishas Arabim is Tahar. Safek Divrei Sofrim. Safek Derabanan is Lakula. Safek Chulin. You're not sure exactly what that means. The Gemara Mishnah goes into each one. What does it mean? Safek Shrasim. Safek Negaim. Safek Nazirus. So if you look back now to the Mishnah and a few Mishnahs later, Dalid Yudbeis, the Mishnah says, Safek Nazirus Mutter. So what does that mean? What's the case? The Mefarshim point out, let's say somebody points to a silo and says, I am a Nazir if there's 100 kur of wheat in this silo. And then you go check the silo and all the wheat was stolen. So you don't know. You don't know if he's not. You don't know if there was 100 kur of wheat in there or more or less. It was stolen. So Lahakel. Lahakel. 70 is Lahakel. So that is the Mishnah in Taurus, Dalad Yudbeis. Just like we had Suffolk, somebody asked me, I think yesterday, 2 days ago, how can we compare Avelus to Nazirus? So I didn't know at that point, but the answer is, it's also so Nazirus Lahakel, right? Just like Avelus is Lahakel, Nazirus is Lahakel. So you learn something every day, every night, every moment. So that's the other answer given in shot of this Gemara. But now some say, so what was the question of the Gemara? What was the whole question of the Gemara? The question was, maybe we should assume that he meant that Sofa Olam, he's going to suffer and Nazir for the rest of his life. What do you mean? We're not sure, so Safek Nazir is Lahakel. What was the whole question of the Gemara? So two answers given. Tosfos on the next Amud, Daf Ches. Tosfos said, in Chesem and Aleph, maybe the Gemara thought that this was like a Vaday Lashon. It wasn't even a Safek. You say you're a Nazir until the end of the world. Of course you mean what long Naziris. Maybe the Gemara didn't even think it was a Safek in the Havamina. That's one idea. But the other answer given, and this is given by the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchas Naziris, in Paragimel, what's that case over there? By the case, the example that I just gave. I'm a Nazir if there's 100 wheat in the silo. Maybe Safek Nazirus Lahakel is only whether we're Mesupik if you were Makabal Nazirus at all or not. That's Safek Nazirus Lahakel. We're not sure if you're a Nazir, so we have to be Lahakel. But what if we know for sure you're a Nazir? We just don't know how long you're going to be a Nazir for. There's a detail in the Nazirus, so maybe you don't apply Safek Nazirus there. Maybe somebody Nazirus Lahakel only to become a Nazir. But once you are a Nazir, you want to know details within the Nazirus, so maybe you will not apply somebody Nazirus Lahakel. Kamash Malon you do. Kamash Malon you do, and that's the answer of the Gemara. So, that's a principle, again, that will probably come up in the future. Okay, period. Tanan. So we'll do some more Marmakomas about the Rishonim's knowledge of the shape of the globe. Tanan. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah later on tomorrow's Amud. Hareini Nazir Mikana Amakom Ploni. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir until such and such a place. I'm a Nazir till that place. Omdim Kama Yamim Mikana Amakom Ploni. Figure out how long it takes you to walk to that place. This is tomorrow's Mishnah. Pachas Bishloshim Yom. Nazir Shloshim Yom. If it takes less than a month to get to that place, then you're a Nazir for a month. Because it can't be less than that. Vim Lav Nazir Kibinyan Hayamim. And if not, if it takes 40 days to get to that place, then you're a Nazir for 40 days. So ask the Gemara. What's the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world. You're a Nazir for 30 days. Tomorrow's Mishnah says, I'm a Nazir until that place. You figure out how long it takes to get there. So if Ema Hakanami, Aricha Laha Milsa, Kibikava Bakaploni. Maybe here too, there too, it means that, oh, it's so hard for me, this Naziris, as long as it's going to take me to get to such and such a place. Why over there do we take it literal, and here not? Amar Rava, there's a difference over there. Why? Shehechzik baderech. You already started walking on the road. You're already on the road. And then you say, I'm a Nazir until I get there. So, therefore what? So Tosfos says, third to last line in Tosfos on the page, De mistama mipnei onso haderech kibel alav nazirus lehinatzel misakonas haderech. You're on the road. You say, Hashem, I'm a nazir till I get there. What do you mistama mean? You're worried. Something's going to happen on the way. Hashem, I'm a nazir. Save me. Let me get there in health and safety. So that's why we think you're serious. You're already on the road. Normally, if you're at home and you have a nazir till I get there, so mistama, you mean that it's just hard for you. But if you're already traveling on the road, there's an umdada that you said it because you had a chshash sakana. Ask Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But what do you mean? So therefore, shouldn't you go by? Rabbeinu Peretz asks, shouldn't you then go by, if that's our umdada, how long it actually takes you to get there? Let's say it should take 10 days to get there, but it takes you a week, 2 weeks, because you know you went slowly, you stopped a little bit. So if our umdana is that you made yourself a nazir because you want Hashem to protect you, we should go by how long it takes you to get there, not how long the distance objectively is, because it's all about your protection. So that's Rabbeinu Peretz. Why does the Gemara suit? Why does the Mishnah there say you figure out how long it takes to get there? You should go by how long it takes you to get there. That's Rabbeinu Peretz's question. Answer: no, he still should have said, if he really meant mamish protection until I get there, he should have said I'm a nazir until I get there. He shouldn't have said, I'm a nazir, the distance between here and there. He should have just said, I'm a nazir until I get there. So the fact that he said the distance means he wants protection, but he's not actually saying he accepts the amount of time it'll take him to get there. Okay, that is all, though, shot number one of the Gemara. Once he travels on the road, we can assume he's saying it just for protection. Yeah.
But who said that once he accepts the zeros, it's at least 30 days? What if it
takes only... Right, so if it takes less than that, then he's going to be 30 days. Can't be less than 30 days. That's what the Mishnah can't be less than 30 days. At least 30 days, and it could be more. Right? I gave a bad example. Yeah.
If it's 40 days, why isn't it like two zeros?
Huh? If it's four, I accept, because why would we break it up?
30 and 10.
So why can't be Manazir for 10 days? What do you mean 30 and 10? He's Makabal 1 is zeros now.
No,
you can be a Makabal and Nazir for as long as you want.
No, it takes him 40 days.
It takes a regular person 40 days, so it'll be Nazir for 40 days. The Rabbeinu Peretz's question is, that what if it takes the normal person 40 days, but it takes him 60 days? So why don't you go by him personally if he's trying to get protection? So the answer is no. He should have said Asha Agia. That's the Makar of Yiyah, as we had. You can't have less than 30. You can have more than 30. You can have more than 30. If you have a few Nazirios in a row, then they're each 30. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Not such a well-known halacha. Tav Kuf Samach Beis, beginning of Hilchas Tainus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Omer, there are those that say, Shemisha nadarva omar imlo elech lamakom ploni eshevatinus. If somebody makes a neder, it says, if I don't go to Yerushalayim, I'm going to fast. Me'achar shemash, some say, if somebody does that, shemeachar shemash hisna hu divrei harishus have asmachta. Some say he does not have to keep his neder because he's not really serious, because he assumes that he's going to get there. It's kind of like the gambling issue. Because you're not serious. You make a neder, I'm going to fast if I don't go to Yerushalayim. Of course you think you're going to go to Yerushalayim. So you're not serious in your Kabbalah. It's an asmachta. Asmachta is not only by money, it's by behavior. But, avalim amar, imlo e'ese mitzvah plonis eshe betainis. What if somebody says, if I don't do a certain mitzvah, I'm going to fast? V'chein im amar, im yatzileni Hashem mitzara, o im yatzliach darki. Somebody said, if Hashem helps me out, I'm gonna be mekabel fast. Lo have asmachta. That's not an asmachta. Because if you're talking about an avodas Hashem, if you're talking about not a neder shel total reshus, but there's a certain context, so then it is, it's not called an asmachta. Parallel, again, to the gambling issue of asmachta litztaka. Asmachta litztaka is kanya, because we assume, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Tavkuf Samach Beis, the end of the Simen, that because it's involving a mitzvah or a hatzala, you are gamar umakni. Right? That's what he says. To usa lazari's asmul advar mitzvah, the gomer bedaito, velo havi asmachta. It's not asmachta because you were serious. Says the Taz, just one ha'ara. Tamati. I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Lama tala ze b'shem yish b'sh'omer. The whole Shulchan Aruch starts off with, there are those that say, what do you mean there are those that say? So the first pasuk in the Torah. What do you mean there are those that say? Right? V'hu divrei v'halo mikra malehu. Im ye elokim imadi. Yaakov Avinu. Hashem, if you help me out and you save me, so then I'll be good to you. Right? Aser asrenu lach. Right? So it's the first pasuk. What do you mean? Yesh misha omer. Mefurish pasuk, but this is similar to what our case is talking about. This case where he says, it's an umdana, that if he says, I'm going to be a nazir until I get there, we take him seriously. That's not an asmachta, because that's like a second, the second half of the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Yud Gimel. Yeah.
Mele, if you say that I'm going to be a nazir by Hashem help, that's not the other, so he doesn't know. But to say I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to give tzedakah.
I'm a nazir also, so you're saying the hatzalah, that for sure he's serious. But even by a mitzvah, we assume people are serious by mitzvahs. No, but it's not going to Yerushalayim specifically. Going to Yerushalayim on Yontif maybe. Going to Yerushalayim on a regular day is a Dvar Rishus. Dvar Rishus. Okay. So that is all shot number one, though. Why Hechzik Materach is different? Because we assume he wants the Hatzalah. The Mefarish here quotes a different shot of this line. Why is Hechzik Materach different? Because if he's already traveling on the road, it's obviously not so hard for him. So that's so hard for him. What was the whole issue? We said that long and short and sofa olam means that, oh, it's very hard for him. That's why we don't take it literally. But if he already started traveling, then obviously it's not hard for him, or else he wouldn't go. So therefore, we take it literally, and he means until he gets there. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Velehevi. See where we are about the eighth line of the Gemara. So we explain the Gemara, we explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah, when a person says, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, he only means 30 days. Only means 30 days, it means it's hard for him. So he asked the Gemara, Velevi, call parsa for parsa. Why don't we measure each parsa to the end of the world? So what's the question here? So let's go with Tosfos. Tosfos says that the first question that we asked at the beginning of the Gemara was, why don't we interpret his words as he's one Nazir forever? This Nazir, what we call Nazir Olam. But this question is, maybe he should be a Nazir Le'olam. Maybe we should measure every parcel to the end of the world, and he should be that number of Nazirus, one after another. Every third, meaning let's say there's a million parcels to the end, so there should be a million Nazirios, one after another, not one big one. Be consecutive. Why don't we measure every parcel and see exactly how many there are? And that's what he meant. So Amar Rav Papa, Ba'azer de lo mani parsi. No, we're talking about a case where, a place where they don't measure parcels. So that's why he couldn't have meant that. He couldn't have meant that. Yeah? Well, we're going to get to the days in a minute. We're going to get to the days. That's going to be the next question of the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, Velevi call Avna v'Avna. Why don't you count every Avna is literally a hotel? Count the motels that he stays in, meaning count the days. Why don't you count the days? And then again, consecutive Nazir is based on the days. Again, so this is very similar to the first question. So that's what you have to say. The first question, according to Tosfos, was he should be a Nazir Olam, one forever. This question is that he should be a Nazir La Olam, consecutive in a row. After all, Milo Tanan, didn't we learn again in the mission that we're going to have tomorrow? Bezrat Hashem, Hareini Nazir Kafar Haaret. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir like the dust of the earth. Ukasei Aroshi, like the number of hairs on my head. Kechol Hayam, like the sand. Hareze Nazir Olam, Umakalech Echel L'Shloshim Yom. He's a Nazir Olam, which Tosfos says it means Le'olam. Right, he's a Nazir Le'olam, and he wants every 30 days. So what's the difference, asked the Gemara, between today's Mishnah, where he says, I'm a Nazir till the end of the world, 30 days, and where he says, I'm a Nazir like the midget of my hair, or the sand, or the dirt, where he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, every 30 days. So what's the difference? That's the question of the Gemara. Stira Gemaras, Daf Zayin, Daf Ches. Daf Zayin, our Mishnah, he's just a Nazir for 30 days. Daf Ches, in the case of the hair and the dust, he's a Nazir 30 days for the rest of his life. Three answers to that Stira. Answer number one. Kol milsa de isbe kitzvasa lo ketani. It depends if something has a definite amount. There's a question how to read this Gemara. We're going with Tosfos. Our Mishnah has a definite amount. 500 years. And Ibadafka didn't say it. So the fact that he didn't say what he could have said means that he's not serious. And therefore we say it must just mean a mushal, that it's hard for him, and that's why it's only 30 days. But how much hair is on your head is impossible to know. How much dust there is, how much dirt there is impossible to know. There is no specific number. So just because you didn't specify, because you can't specify. So that's why we assume that what you said was literal. And if you really mean the number of hairs, you just don't know. So that's why you're an Nazir for the rest of your life, every 30 days. So that's what it means. Both of this, by a davar sheish lo kitzva, a davar that has a specific amount, that's the difference. Vohatanya, after all, didn't we learn it in the Tosefta? The following Tosefta is not going to be an exact parallel to what we were talking about just now, but all it is going to be two different cases where there's a difference where you specify a number or not. And that's what the Gemara is interested in right now, says Tosfos. That there's a difference between where there's a specific number and there's no specific number, which is how we just answer the Stira. Says the Tosefta, Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai. Someone says, I'm a Nazir for my whole life. Hareini Nazir Olam. I'm a nazir olam. So what's the halacha? I raise a nazir olam. Then you're a nazir forever, for your whole life. Afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim. But if you specify and you say, I'm a nazir for 1,000 years, I'm a nazir for 100 years, ein ze nazir olam. The Bach takes out the next three words. Then you're not a nazir olam. We'll see what the difference is in a minute. But at least you see this source, this Tosefta, which says there's a difference if you specify numbers or not. So too, the Gemara just brings this as a parallel. In our case, to answer our stira, there's a difference where you could have known the number. If you could know the number and didn't say it, so we assume what you're saying is not literal. That's why in our Mishnah, you only know it for 30 days. In Tamar's Mishnah, by the hair, it's impossible to know the number. So that's why we take what you said literally. Turn the page for a minute. On the Zayin Amabez, Tosfos, the Tosfos for this Gemara is on Zayin Amabez. Tosfos says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line in Tosfos. Sixth wide line in Tosfos. It's right after the brackets. It says Amar. Shlosha in Yoni Nazirus Yesh. In the Gemara that we just read, there are really three cases of Nazirus. Number one, Amar Kisei Arka Afar Kachol. Somebody says I'm a Nazir like the my hair, like the dust. So then in that case, Nazir La'olam Nazirus Achar Nazirus Umagalea Kol Sairo Bein Nazirios Umebi Karbonosav. Somebody says I'm like the hair, I'm like the dust. You're consecutive Nazirios forever. You're a Nazir every 30 days. That's what he said, because we assume you meant, like, I'm a Nazir for 30 days for the amount of times that the hair on my head. So what do you say if somebody's bald? I don't know. Case number two. Omar kol yamei chayav. If somebody says I'm a Nazir all my life, or Nazir la'olam, hariz Nazir la'olam, ka'av shalom. If you say that, I'm all my life, then you're one Nazir for the rest of your life, but you're like avshalom, meaning what we call a Nazir Olam. That every once in a while, when your hair gets too heavy, you're allowed to cut it. Third case, skip a few words. Amar, Meyoshana, O Elef Shana. But if you're Makabal Naziris for 100 years, then you're a Makabal Naziris. But that's not a Nazir Olam. That's a Nazir for a certain amount of time. It just so happens to be longer than your life, 1,000 years. So then you can't even cut your hair. Then you can't even cut your hair. That's the difference between saying like the hair on your head versus 100 years. 100 years, you're one Nazir for that amount of time. It's worse than a Nazir Olam, more Chamor. A Nazir Olam, you know, we have some Rachmanis on you, like Avshalom. You can cut your hair every so often. But a Nazir for 1,000 years, we don't say that. Period. But either way, back to our Gemara now. Again, we're answering a stira between two Mishnais. Why does our Mishnah say that if I'm a Nazir till the end of the world, you're only a Nazir for a month? While tomorrow's Mishnah, I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head, you're a Nazir for the rest of your life, one after another. So answer number one, we said, was it possible to specify or not? Answer number one. Answer number two, Rabba Amar, Shiny Cyrus, hair is different. Why? Hoel umuvdalo zumizu. Every hair can be separated, is unique. Every hair comes from a different root, and therefore it's separate. So we can assume that if you say like the hairs on my head, you mean many different Nazirios. Walking from here to the end of the world, right? That's what. Where's the chilik? Where's the hevdil there? Where's the hefsik there? So that's why we assume this is one and that's many in a row. So ask the Gemara 1 minute. Gami yomi nami. What do you mean? To the end of the world, meaning the days it takes. Hak siva yerba yivoker yom echad. What do you mean? The days are also separate. Every day is its own day. The yerba yivoker. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam lav de mifski me hadadihu. By saying yom echad, yom sheni, yom shlishi, that doesn't mean that each day is separate. Time is really a continuum. It's a continuum. The days flow into each other. Hair doesn't flow into each other. Days flow in. My karma, yomama v'lo lecha yomahu, ula olam l'mivskim yadadi. They are a separate unit, says Tosfos Lagabi, counting the Shabbos, counting the dates, but still they are connected to each other. They are connected to each other. Says the Maritz Chayis right here. Maritz Chayis says, you know what I think the crowd of this Gemara is? Time zones. It's never day in the world, because if it's day here, it's night there. It's never morning, because if it's morning here, it's evening there. Wherever you are in the world, that's what the Gemara means. Lo mivskim yadadi. There are time zones in the world. And you can never say it's daytime in the world or it's nighttime in the world. And that Maris Chaya says, ze emes. All right, I think that's the shot of the Gemara. He says, Nir b'einai, b'hainu b'b'chinas kol ha-kadur kulo tamid erev u'boker yachab li hefzik. Erev li'yoshvei chatzi ha-kadur hazeh, u'boker li'yoshvei chatzi ha-kadur ha-sheni. V'chein yasmid da-dover b'tznuas ha-galgal. Al pnei kol ha'aretz b'chav tal ha-shalosh she'kol rega mehem boker b'makam hazeh. Erev b'makam kinegdo. V'zeh emes. Maris Chaya says, that's what the Gemara means here. You can't say that every hair is separate. Every day isn't separate. Because if it's day, if it's morning, evening, daytime, nighttime, we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Chaim Ivelazhin. Chaim Yivalajer in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalid in Perek Yud Aleph, where he explains why Hashem created time zones. Because if even for a millisecond in the world nobody was learning, the world would cease to exist. The world would cease to exist. So you have to have time zones so that 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's not 4 o'clock in the morning everywhere in the world, because then there's a good chance everybody will fall asleep. Okay, a few people might be a chidi school, might be learning. Too dangerous. Can't take that chance. Can't take that chance. Says the Reb Nefesh Chaim, v'ha'emes bilti shum safik klal. There's no doubt in my mind. Shim haya ha'olam kulo, mikatze ad katzeyu, panoi chas v'shalom af rega echan mamish, me'ha'esek v'zbonin shalonu batorah. It's clear in my mind that for a second, the world, there was no learning going on in the world. Kerega hayu nechravim kol ha'olamos. El yonim v'sachtonim. All the worlds would cease to exist. V'hayu la'efes v'tohu chas v'shalom. V'chein shifas orma miyota chas v'shalom. Hakol rakifi inyan v'rovas genu bo. That's why we have time zones, says Reb Chaim Yivalajer. Because you have to have somebody learning all the time. In Yivalajer, they took this very seriously. That's why they had around-the-clock mishmars. There was somebody in the Beis Medrash always in Yivalajer. Rav Kook writes that. When he was in Yivalajer, he had a certain time, whatever, 2 to 4 in the morning, that there was always, they took the whole world was the yeshiva. And therefore, they took it upon themselves to make sure that they were always learning.
But there's only the presumption that the Jews are spread all over the world. Everybody comes to
the good, it's only the presumption that the Jews are spread all over the world, right? So you have to assume, at least there are Jews in every time zone, generally. Jews in every time zone.
Right, before 1492,
okay, so there are no Jewish Indians. But the, yeah.
Sami says the same thing about...
Chaim Yivalajer lived after that, though. Yeah.
Sami says the same thing about avoiding Gemilas
Chasadus. Avoiding Gemilas Chasadus, right, because the world stands on three pillars. Okay, maybe avoiding Gemilas... Well, Shar Dalad is all Talmud Torah. You're not going to get any other topic in Shar Dalad besides Talmud Torah. But the... Actually, if you want to look, though, in the Shor Masoreh Balacha on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Chelek Beis, where he talks about Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos there, so he said it's interesting, when Hashem created the world... So did he rest at different times depending on where he was in the globe, Kaviyachol? Because it's Shabbos there, it's not Shabbos here. So how did that work with the Bria Sa'olam? How did that work with the Bria Sa'olam? If it was Shabbos in different places on the globe, different places in the world, here it's Shabbos and there it's not Shabbos. So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest? He rested at different places? Interesting question. So he says, he quotes the Sfarno in Parshas Emor, Shabbos hu l'Hashem b'chol mosh voseichem. Right, it's not Shabbos in the same place everywhere. And he quotes this from the Chasam Sofer. Gam shvisas HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hayu b'bas achas b'chol ha-makomos. Unbelievable. Ki b'chol yom v'yom mishesh yisim ha-maseh, every day of the 6 days of creation, hotziya ha-teva dvarim chadashim b'amama or yisaleh. U'kshinase b'makom ahu erev, shofsa ha-ares mimaisa yom ahu. V'yadayin hotziya mimaisa yom ahu b'makom acher, shelo shok adayin ha-shemesh. It wasn't finished yet in the next time zone. V'lochein, that's why we rest. We rest on the Shabbos where we are in the place, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Oh, and he said it's all very subjective. And then he quotes, he says, what happened with Alaska? You got to do in the history books. Alaska, before it became part of America, so it went by the Russian time zones. And then all of a sudden it became America, so all of a sudden. So yesterday it was Shabbos there, today it's Friday there. Same place. So you get into the whole, you know, that's what the people call it. We obviously, there's the dateline, the halachic dateline, the secular dateline. But he gets into this whole discussion here about Shabbos and about the world being round. Let's continue now. So that was all answer number two, to be machalik between the two Mishnais. Third answer now, Rava Amar, Lama Lecha Akshuye Kulei. What's the problem? Shani Hasan Duka Katani, I really know Zerachas. What's the difference? Over here in our Mishnah, he says, Hareini Nazir Acha. So you know he means one Naziris. There's no consecutive Naziris there. There he says, Hareini Ka'afar Haaretz. Doesn't say the word Achas. So that's why we can assume that there he means consecutive, and here he means one big one. And we don't know what he means by one big one, so it has to be 30 days. Period. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad. I'm a Nazir and one day. Hareini Nazir V'sha Achas. I'm a Nazir and an hour. Hareini Nazir Achas U'mechsa. So in all those cases, Hareini Nazir Shtayim. In all those cases, he's two consecutive Nazirios. Because the second that you say Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir for 30 days. Then you're trying to add on an hour, a half, meaning 2 weeks, a day. There's no Naziris for a day, an hour, or 2 weeks. So that's why we expand that second Naziris to a month. So Gemara says, "Lamali l'misnei kol hani." Why do you have to have all three cases? Just give me one case. Tzrichi. Ditan already nazir v'yom echad. No, because if I would have only said I'm a nazir and one day, hachud armin in zirus l'yom echad. Amtu lahachi kamani tartin. If I would have only had the case of I'm a nazir and one day, there I would have thought you're two nazirios. Because, why? Because, says the Rush, explained to the Shita Mekubetzes, says, nazirios are counted in days and not hours. Theoretically, you could have made yourself into a nazir for 31 days. A one day is shayach for nazirus, 31 days. So therefore, I might have thought that one day could turn into a nazirus. But an hour can't turn into a nazirus. There's no such thing as a nazirus for 30 days and an hour. There's no such thing as that. So I might have thought that just translates into a day, not into a month of nazirus. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to even have the case of shaos. And if I would have only had the case of I'm a nazir and for 1 hour, so be shundalon achas ladavka. So maybe there I would have said it turns into a second nazirus. Why? Because you've obviously made a mistake. You obviously made a mistake. You can't be a nazir for an hour there. Aval achas umechza. But if you say I'm a nazir and half, denachis ladavka, you could have accepted upon yourself a nazir for 45 days, 30 days and half, 45 days. Same alo limitarti. Maybe we should interpret your words as 45 days, not 2 months. Kamash malan kulu nazir shtayim. Kamash malan, no. Once you say already nazir, you're a nazir for a month. Once you add on anything else, you have a vav after that, vi, shah achas, vi, yom echad, then automatically it expands into a nazir for a second month. Period. Says the Mishnah. Haredi nazir shloshim yom v'shah achas. I'm a nazir for 30 days and an hour. So then, nazir shloshim v'echad yom. Then you're a nazir for 31 days. She'ein naziris l'shos, because there's no naziris for an hour, so therefore it expands into 1 day. So this is different than the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, I'm a nazir and a day. So you say the word and right after you say I'm a nazir. So meaning, you're not explaining what you said, you're adding on to what you said. That's why, already nazir, you finish, and now you have a second naziris. Here you said, I'm a nazir, and now you're about to explain for how long. I'm a nazir for 30 days and an hour. So you just explain, but you can't be for an hour. So we expand your hour into a day, and it turns out to be 31 days, because you can't be a nazir for hours. The Karen Ora just asks, what's the difference if it's 30 days and an hour and 31 days? We say mixlium kakulo anyway. So what's the difference? You're going to end up having 30 in an hour anyway. You're going to bring your kabbalists in the morning. So the Gemara says, oh, a big chiddush, 30 days in an hour translates into 31 days. What's the difference? It's finished anyway after an hour. See, he says maybe the difference is if he becomes tamei 5 hours into the day. So then if you hold this 30 days in an hour, then it wasn't soser because it's after you finish your malos. Mashenkin, if it's 31 days, so then it's you have to finish it. If he doesn't bring his carbon to the end of the day. So did he violate Zuiza Makdimon? Oh, if he doesn't rely on Mixam Kakulo. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo Shanu, when do we have our Mishnah? Even before we say this. Usually a Lo Shanu is clarifying something that's said in the Mishnah. Tosfos and the Rishonim point out here that we're about to say something that's not written in the Mishnah. But it was assumed in the Mishnah. But it's an unusual case of Lo Shanu. Lo Shanu, when do we say that the earlier halacha applies, Ela to Amre Shloshim Echad Yom. If somebody says I want to be nazir for 31 days, or 30 days in an hour, then it turns into 31 days. Abul Amar, Shloshim Yom, Vi Yom Echad, Nazir Shtayim. But instead of saying 31 days, you said 30 days and 1 day, why'd you use those extra words? You could have just said 31 days. So because of those extra words, we assume you accepted a double Naziris. Nazir Shtayim, two Nazirios. And the Gemara says, Rav, Savalak Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Lishna Yaseira. And this Rav is like Rabbi Akiva, who darshins extra words used. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, when you sell somebody a house, Lois Abor Velois Adus, when you sell somebody a house, the cellar or the reservoir of water is not included in that sale. Meaning that the seller keeps. Even if the seller said, I'm selling you the depths and the heights of my house, still the cellar and the reservoir of water is kept to the seller. But the seller sold everything else in the house. So what about the path to get there? That belongs to the buyer. So the seller has to buy or rent out the path in order to get to the reservoir that still belongs to him. Chacham say, no, he doesn't have to. Gomer Babasra explains that the Chachamim hold, the machlokas is ba'ayin yafe mocher or ba'ayin ra mocher. Meaning, did he sell expansively or did he sell narrowly? So the machlokas, whether he has to buy back the path to the seller. But umoda Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva does admit, bizman sha'amar lochus me'elu. If the seller specifies, I'm not selling you these, So he didn't have to say that, because he doesn't. They're not included anyway. So why did he specify extra words? If he specifies, it must be to add on, that not only is the seller mine, but the derech to the seller is mine as well. So you see, Rabbi Akiva darshan's extra words, that's Rav Shita, extra words, if you say 30 days and one day, then you makabo to Nizirios. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we finish the first parak, and we will continue. We'll continue. I know some of our listeners are